Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast.
You know, I just couldn't figure it out. I was obviously smarter than she was. I had actually trained her. I was her instructor. So I was smarter than what she was. I also had more connections. She was brand new in business. I had more connections. I had several years behind me. Then why was she doing better in business than I was? Why do friends, money, love, health, why does success flow to some people and not to others? Because success flows to power. Now, hear me out, not control. Control is simply a limited illusion. No. I'm talking about the power of revealing your identity, your strengths, as well as your weaknesses. Think of it like this. You have in a car, you've got an engine, but you have to have fuel that then drives that engine. Well, the fuel is you getting out in life and having experiences. But what's the engine? Well, the engine can be one of two things when we're talking about a powerful life where you can turn on success in any area that you choose. So there's two types of engines. There is an engine that is a process or system that's sustainable through discipline engine. That's a mouthful, isn't it? And then there's an events-driven engine. These are what's going to power your life. So if you're driven by events, then you're only going to activate your power whenever you have an experience that pushes you to the edge. It's when the marriage begins to break down almost beyond the hope of repairing it. And then you decide to go get therapy. Or maybe it's your health. You wait until you get that diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, and then you decide that better start exercising because I don't necessarily want to go on the medication. Or could it be that all of a sudden you find yourself in some sort of isolation experience and you realize that you hadn't developed the friendships that you were going to need to sustain you, even virtually, through that experience. That is an events-driven engine. And if that is you, you are always waiting until your back is up against the wall before you do something. And when you are like that, and believe me, I lived like that for many years because I was driven by, some people would call it anxiety. I'm supposed to call it overwhelming stress, however you want to label it, because of a medical condition. I was driven by that 24/7. My adrenals were turned on all the time. Yeah. Horrible way to live because you live at high levels of overwhelm all the time. So to actually get you off the couch and do anything about it, it's got to get to the point of breakdown. Oh, by the way, who am I? Dawn Ferguson. If you're new to my world, I'm a certified hypnotist and instructor. Big deal. I got initials behind my name. What it means is I know how to take you from where you are to where you want to be as quick as possible by relying on who you are, the good and the bad, the progress and the pain, using all of it to bring you together. You know, Jung said, I'd rather be whole than good, because good means that you do just enough to get by. And a life of magnificence can actually be yours, but we've got to bring all these pieces together. And that's what I'm sharing with you today, is the pieces that you have around power that just aren't in their appropriate place. So what's the other way to have power? It is through a process or a system that is sustainable through discipline. Sustainable, yeah, that's really important. You cannot do identity upgrades that are long lasting with something that can only be achieved short term. An identity upgrade takes 91 days. This is something you need to be committed to for 91 days, where it actually becomes a part of you. And that way you don't even have to think about it. You don't have to waste those valuable resources and going, oh, should I brush my teeth today? How about take a shower? Now, you got other things that you need to be making decisions on. By the way, should I brush my teeth or should I take a shower? Take the same level of engagement as, should I ask that person to be in my life? Should I tell that person they need to go? So what makes the difference is if it's habituated. If it's habituated, you don't even need to think about it. It happens for you automatically. But the only way it can become a habit is whenever you decide that you need to be disciplined. And when I've asked people again and again, hey, which would you rather do, sacrifice or be disciplined? Sacrifice always comes in, because people are afraid of discipline is going to take away their freedom, when it's actually discipline that leads to what you want to experience. By the way, if you have any questions on this, feel free to give me a shout out. Let me know now or a little bit later on. Okay. So why do some people have friends, money, love, health, success, and other people don't? Because all of this flows to those who have power through discipline. Somebody said, got to be willing to put forth the effort and have a solid plan. Yes, you need to have a strategy. Doesn't necessarily need to be solid, though, because stuff's going to show up that you had no idea was going to show up, and you got to be able to adapt. So you have to be willing to put forth effort. For how long? 91 days. And you need to be adaptable during those 91 days, because you are going to fail more often than you succeed. Pareto's principle, the 80-20 rule, says that you're only going to succeed 20% of the time. That is 2 out of 10, 1 out of 5. The other 4 are not going to work. So instead of continuing to focus on something that is not going to get you where you want to go, we work with what's known as www.ebi.ok. What's working well, even better if. So even on something that's failed, what worked well with it? What would make it even better? See, most people try to get by doing more. That is not a prosperity personality. The prosperity personality says you get more by being more of who you really are, but you have to understand what you value. And we've got 5 different values. We have status. How are we being perceived? Are we up or are we down? We have control. Either we're going to tell others what to do, or we're going to point it at ourselves and says, this is how I'm going to experience control. We have autonomy, also known as freedom. That is represented by the middle finger. If you feel like your freedom's been taken away, guess what you're going to give others? We might have seen some of that this past weekend with people getting back into life, maybe in a way that wasn't recommended by people in the health organization. There was no social distancing. That's because they felt like their autonomy to make choices for themselves was taken away, and they were going to tell you exactly what to do it with your rules by their actions. I'm not saying that that's wrong or right. I'm saying you've got to learn to think. It is not anybody's job to tell you what to do. It is the role to help you think and make decisions, not based on flipping somebody else off, but based on bringing you out at your very best. So the people that we saw this past holiday weekend doing crazy stuff, they were event-driven. And if you live that life, you will go from one event to the next that will create crisis, chaos, and drama. And then it'll die down and then you'll get bored and you'll look for the next one. Okay. So you have to become more of who you really are. Then we've got the ring finger, which is relationships, what you value there. Now, each of these has a progress side as well as a pain side. If you value relationships at the very top, here's the challenge with that. You will bargain on the behalf of others to where you come out the loser. Say what? Yep. You'll decide what they can and cannot do. You'll make the decision for them, and then you'll sacrifice yourself in order for them to be okay. There's only one time you should be sacrificing yourself, unless you happen to be in a position where that is your calling, such as a first responder or the military. The only time you should really be sacrificing yourself where someone else always takes precedence is raising children until they can get to the point to get out on their own. And then once they can take authority and control and status over their own life, then we're equal position. And then the very last one, the very last value is going to be fairness. Yes, we have to have rules and laws in place to make things fair for people. But if we walk around with, oh, you've broken this, and now you need to be punished, and you continue to focus on how people need to be punished, this is going to lead to one of the poorest qualities of life ever, because you're going to be continually on the lookout for people that are breaking the rules, and that you need to step in and be the one to tell them how they're wrong in life. But nobody wants to be told that they're wrong in life. In fact, that is the number one fear. Even comes in over public speaking and death. The fear of public humiliation, which is the reason why when you see people do something that might be a little edgy, they do it in groups. Because if you're going to point fingers at anybody, you'll point fingers at the group, not one individual. So if you live by that, and you're always pointing the fingers at someone saying that they're wrong, then they're going to give you that middle finger saying no, that they don't agree with you. And now you're going to have a conflict. Every conflict, every single one, is a conflict in values out of those five I just gave you. You feel that they should be valuing something that they're not, and they feel the same way about you. Who does power go to? Does it go to the one that has the most people on their side? No, that leads to corrupt authority by forcing others to do what you want. Power, that is empowerment, comes by your focus, and your focus then educates your intellect, not the other way around. Whenever I said at the very beginning, why was she doing so much better than I was? I couldn't understand that. That's because she valued something in a healthy way that I did not. And it wasn't my intellect. It wasn't my intelligence. It wasn't my past behaviors that was going to get me any further. It was going to be, was I going to focus on what I needed to bring out about myself? And that way, I could then start living my life, not a life based on being envious or jealous of what someone else has. Okay, so let's take the next couple of minutes and bottom line this on what you need to do. By the way, any aha that you've had from today, hashtag aha, and then put it down. Because at the end of the month, everybody who's done that will be put into a drawing to win one of my Dreams into Reality home study courses. All right. So whenever you experience any type of emotional state, and emotional states are simply values, They're values that look to manifest. You can be very angry. Well, that can be a value. Anger says that a boundary has been violated. And it could be good or it can be very dysfunctional. Depends on if you're always looking for somebody that is violating. Okay, so anytime you experience an emotional state, you always ask yourself three questions within 1,000th of 1 second. I want you to slow down the process and become consciously aware. The first one is, what does this mean? Does this emotion mean pain or progress? Number two, what does this mean about me? And that is based on your values that you currently have. And then the third question is, how do we amplify this or how do we avoid it? Well, if you're looking at a value that has been violated, that you hold close, and you may make it to mean pain, it means that you're in conflict, then you will avoid. And by the way, when you're always avoiding, you're always solving problems. You're not turning on the best parts of you to create the life by your design. You go from solving one problem to the next. The very powerful part of your mind, known as the subconscious, says, I can do one of two things. I can solve problems or I can design a life, but I cannot do both. So if you're always in avoidance, you're always pointing out what's wrong with other people. Your status, when we went through the five values, your status can only be up when someone else is down. You are looking to control others. Your freedom is not based on your independence. Your freedom is based on, are they following the rules that you decided needs to be in place? Relationships are going to be there to serve you. And you'll, as I said, on the fairness and justice, you will always be looking for someone that is going to be violating those rules and needs to be brought back into alignment with what you feel is right. Okay, where's the focus on all of this? It's others driven, not your fault. You were conditioned and trained to do this because it was so painful and what you experienced in your upbringing. There was something that you needed that you didn't get. In fact, it wasn't that you didn't get it. The others around you made it that you couldn't get it because there was something wrong with you. You were broken, you were flawed, and you could not be fixed. And you have continued to build your life in ways to overcompensate to make it okay. All right. So when you experience any type of emotional state, ask, what does this mean? And how can you start making it mean progress? Number two, what does it mean about you? That there is something that you've been valuing, and maybe the value is correct, and you're surrounded by people that you need to be looking at. They don't share your values, and you need to be moving on to find the ones that do. So what the question number two, what does this mean about you? That either you need to upgrade the value or you need to upgrade the experience that you have with the value through people. And the last step is, how do you amplify or avoid? You amplify saying, I'm going to become disciplined. My feelings are no longer going to rule me. I am going to optimize them. And I'm going to do that for the next 91 days by focusing on the values that bring me out at my very best. If you have any questions on this, if you're wondering if I can assist you in a value, maybe one, two, could be three, that are causing you challenges in your life, reach out to me direct, 636-699-7791. You can either call me or you can text me. Text the word values and consult. And then I'll reach back out to you with a couple of times I have available where we can chat. Oh, yeah. Also make sure that you put in your time zone. I'll reach out with a couple of times that I have available where we can chat and see what you've got going on. Whether you decide to work with me or not, I will promise you this. When we chat, I will give you one tip, tool, or technique that will immediately improve the quality of your life, because your mind is always seeking to reveal who you really are, but it will default to covering things up if it feels that's not available. It's time for us to accelerate your success. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to us getting together and sharing the values that we both have in common.
What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody, but if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance, as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791. Or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, "Am I the right instructor for you?" And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.